Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, a show about entrepreneurs and those organizations that support them. We're pleased to be broadcasting this week from the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and focusing on all of the great things that are not just happening in Southern New England, but happening right here on the south coast of Massachusetts. I'm your host, Toby Stapleton. I'm the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. One of the organizations at the epicenter of what's happening on the south coast is the South Coast Chamber of Commerce, and so we're pleased to have with us as a guest today Rick Kidder, the president and CEO of the South Coast Chamber. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Toby, and it's a pleasure to be here.
So, Rick, we work closely with the South Coast Chamber, the university, and the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, but can you tell the listeners a little bit about the chamber?
Sure. The chamber is actually 132 years old. It was founded in 1885, and the organization, since its beginning, has been there to support business, primarily small business. Although we have large business members, a lot of our companies are small business and emerging companies that are looking to grow. And they do that through programs and services that the chamber offers.
Right. That's great. So dating back to the 1800s, that must have gotten its start in the whaling days.
It did. It actually got its start in the whaling days and the old mill days.
Right.
And it was at that point kind of the seat of the movers and shakers of the community. They were there representing not only the community, but representing the business interests of the community. Since that time, chambers have evolved relatively dramatically.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'd love to talk about is, you know, if you look at the region, the South Coast region of Massachusetts has changed dramatically in the last 30 years, but I think we're seeing a seismic shift in the business landscape and the industrial landscape of the South Coast. And so I know you are, again, in the middle of that. So can you tell us a little bit about, so what's the chamber membership today and what are the kind of things that you do on the South Coast?
The chamber has about 1,000 business members, and those business members range from one or two all the way up to the largest employers in the region. And we are a regional organization. Although we're based in New Bedford, and for many years we're called the New Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, we actually represent 10 communities. And those 10 communities kind of span the South Coast from Westport to Wareham. The kinds of programs that we do to support small business are really things like very, very basic stuff, networking, teaching them about marketing. We run academic classes that are not for credit classes. They're really designed to give people tips in order to succeed in the business community. And we work with an awful lot of startups because that is actually what's happening here now. I think for many years, this area was considered something of a forgotten corner of the Commonwealth. And the reality is now it's a growing, emerging economy that's getting stronger and stronger as each year passes. So we're seeing far more infrastructure here than we've seen in the past.
Right. And I think that's absolutely right. The old saying used to go, when Massachusetts caught a cold in terms of an economic downturn, southeastern Mass would catch pneumonia.
Correct.
And I don't think that's the case anymore because of that diversification. And as you mentioned, what we didn't see 10 years ago was the startup scene. And now you're seeing a lot of great things happening. Later, one of the interviews that we're going to be interviewing the folks that started Groundwork, which is a co-working space in New Bedford. And 5 years ago, you never would have talked about starting a co-working space in New Bedford, or probably would have had a difficult time getting that going.
And we've got actually two co-working spaces now.
Oh, okay.
Groundworks is up and running, and there's a new one coming on board that Whale has put together on Union Street. So we're starting to see more and more of that infrastructure coming in that is actually going to it's the environment where entrepreneurs flourish, is where there are other entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so we're starting to see that. We're starting to see more capital investment as well. And when you start to see capital starting to flow towards these startups, then you start to see, okay, we're actually building the ground that we need in order to actually create an incredibly fertile environment.
Right. Well, and so one of the things that point about capital formation, that was also one of the things I think that hindered growth on the South Coast, is a lot of Boston-based, traditional investment in institutional money would not look at the region for a number of reasons, and so it was difficult to pry the money down to get it out of Boston and down here. What are you seeing in terms of
what we're seeing now is a realization that this is an area that is the last bargain coastal environment.
Right.
When you look at coastal property, for example, coastal property is exceedingly expensive right. throughout the Commonwealth. You look at property in this area, right. and suddenly you realize, my gosh, there's a relative bargain
That's
here.
Right.
So your basic infrastructure costs, your land costs are considerably lower.
Right.
Plus, there's a tremendous amount of emphasis now on redevelopment, on taking older properties and bringing them back,
right.
and bringing back downtowns. And in the process of doing that, we're kind of appealing to millennials who
right.
like a walkable environment, who like an environment where you gather in the coffee shop and exchange ideas,
right.
where you go to groundwork and do and work together and actually build that whole structure together.
Right. And so let's talk about the downtown in
sure.
New Bedford. In 1998, I had an office. I had a cubicle in the back then, the New Bedford Chamber of Commerce, and would never have imagined New Bedford as being a really walkable city. Today, that's not true. In fact, it's one of the most walkable cities I can think of, certainly on the South Coast. But what's happened?
Well, I'll tell you what's happened. What we've seen, and you're right, I mean, a few years ago, you could have rolled a bowling ball down Purchase Street and hit nothing.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing that the storefronts are fully occupied,
right.
that we have a growing and vibrant business scene that is actually kind of taking over. Plus that walkability, New Bedford itself has the only downtown that's also a national park.
Yep.
And so there's a national park there. There's a vibrant art scene. And one of the things that we've seen that really appeal to entrepreneurs is having that sort of three-dimensional environment
right.
where there are great restaurants, there are great bars, there is a great and vibrant art scene. All of those things for their time away from work.
Right.
are as of equal importance to them. And so we're starting to see within that environment a whole new energy that's
right.
emerging.
But that's a great point, because when we think about entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs think holistically. So they don't think about just the low-cost real estate or the access to the workforce, which we have. They think about where can we go after work to grab
right.
a drink or a bite to eat. And New Bedford, I think, you know, looking at what's happened over the last few years, we've got the historic the National Historic Park. We've got the Whaling Museum. But you also have restaurants that have popped up. You have bars that have popped
yep.
up, which are essentially not just good for New Bedford, but they're good for the region. And so I think they're attractive to somebody who might be looking to form a startup.
You know, one of the things that I think makes Boston popular, for example, for some entrepreneurs is the fact that it's a 24/7, 365 environment.
Right.
That's actually the same kind of environment that's being fostered in downtown New Bedford. So you're starting to see where there used to be nobody on the streets
right.
after 5 o'clock, you're now starting to see a whole lot of activity taking place. And of course, organizations like AHA have been pushing that forward.
Right.
We have a 100-year-old symphony. That's remarkable. So many places struggle, and we have a 100-year-old symphony orchestra that performs at the Zeiterion. And we have the incredible anchors on Purchase Street, for example,
right.
of UMass and also BCC. And so having students there
right.
and that energy that creates is actually helping to build the entire environment.
But I think you're right in terms of anchor institutions. You've got things like the Whaling Museum, but you
yes.
also have UMass Dartmouth, the Star Store, which is our College and Visual of Performing Arts.
In a beautiful location.
In a beautiful location in New Bedford, close to the Zeiterion
mm-hmm.
Theater, which is an entity that we try to get to at least once a year to see a great national performing act
yep.
Perform right in New Bedford at a reasonable cost. And you have Bristol Community College also within the city. So I think, you know, in terms of vibrancy, you have a lot going on. One of the things you mentioned, I want to get back to
sure.
You do training programs. You have the chamber awards programs, which
right.
recognize individuals and organizations that are growing right here. Can you tell us a little bit about some
sure.
of that activity?
In years past, we used to do something called the Small Business of the Year Award, and that honored a small business. Since my arrival, we've expanded the concept and we've rebranded it as the Apex Awards
right.
because we really want to recognize those companies that are at the top, that are at the apex.
Right.
And those companies are not just small businesses. So we have a large business of the year category, a small business of the year category, and also
right.
a nonprofit. And what that allows us the opportunity to do is to recognize greatness. And Utopia have been intimately involved in that process. It's recognizing the greatness of companies. And as you do that, it becomes one of the more coveted awards in the region to win an Apex Award. That's something that actually helps, again, kind of build the infrastructure
right.
when you get to recognize excellence, and it's excellence that's here and not the bright, shiny object that perhaps is out in the future.
And I do think it's one, you know, being part of that Apex, you know, the committee, as well as some of the other things the South Coast Chamber does out in the business community. I've gotten to see that again, it's not so much a change, but the quality of the entrepreneurs that are out there, and the quality of both the small, medium sized, and even some of the big companies are being led by people that could be leading companies anywhere. And
right.
so we're not only growing that indigenous talent, but we're also attracting people that could be really at this point in their career anywhere in the world, not just
right.
in the United States.
And you bring up a really interesting point, because at the essence of business and business growth and entrepreneurship is talent. UMass Dartmouth is actually preparing talent for the future. We'd
right.
like to keep them. We want to keep as much talent here as we can
right.
and allow us within the chamber to create as many programs and services that actually help keep that talent here.
Right.
That's why we have the South Coast Young Professionals Network. That's we're building a kind of cadre of young, talented people who, instead of heading off to Boston or heading off to Hartford, want to stay in the South Coast, make a life here, build their business
right.
here, and be successful.
And I think the South Coast Chamber is doing a great job
Thank
at
you.
That. In fact, one of the things that you're doing is making sure that the South Coast is not left off when we talk about, you know, the State House, right?
Correct.
You know, that the state recognizes what's happening. And you have an event coming up to do sort of exactly that.
We do. We're fortunate where our annual meeting is held every year in November. And on November 16th at Whites of Westport, we invited and we're pleased that the governor has agreed to join us. And so instead of having a traditional annual meeting where it's just the membership, we're opening it up to the public. It will be at Whites of Westport on November 16th. Governor Baker will be here to kind of share his vision of the South Coast and what he thinks about this area and how the state can be of great service to
right.
it. And also answer some questions from the audience as well. So it's a great opportunity for people to see the governor, recognize that the governor is actually caring about this area
right.
and making it a priority.
So that's great, and I look forward to being there. But one of the things I want to ask you is that you have led chamber organizations
Correct.
Around the country, and you've come back to Massachusetts mm-hmm. and have been leading the South Coast Chamber. What do you see as some of the opportunities for the region?
I think the opportunities are nearly endless. When you look at the future of this area, you look at the growth of our base industries, because we always need to support the base industries that are here. We're lucky that the South Coast still has a manufacturing base, and that needs to be supported, and we need to have good policy to support that manufacturing base.
Right.
New Bedford is the largest fishing port in the United States. We need to support that industry moving forward. Those are kind of our two biggest base industries.
Right.
Then we've actually got to make this area relevant in a new economy as well. And folks like Chris Resendez, who are working on the Internet of Things, and Bay State Wind and
right.
Deepwater Wind, and those
right.
wind companies that are coming
yep.
here that will make us the city that lights the world again.
Right, right.
I think are really quite special. So we're going to be the epicenter for wind energy in this area.
Right.
We know that. And it gives us a tremendous opportunity to continue to diversify our economy in a new economy way.
Right. That's a great way to put it. And, you know, when you think about, you know, what's there in New Bedford today on the South Coast, we do have a manufacturing base. If you've bought a suit from Men's Warehouse, it's possible.
That's right.
It was produced right in New Bedford, a factory owned by Joseph
mm-hmm.
Abboud. You have the seafood industry, which is New Bedford is the largest port in the world in terms
mm-hmm.
of the dollar value of the landed catch that comes in here. But we have new industries that are coming in. Offshore wind is one of them.
It
and
is
New
indeed.
Bedford stands to be, at, again, the epicenter of the offshore wind industry for a number of reasons.
Right.
So, Rick, I think that's a great way to talk about the region. Any final thoughts about the South Coast or the Chamber?
Well, I think one of the things that's important is to recognize that many of the chambers are now coming together. They're coming together not structurally, but they're coming together to form a legislative alliance. And that legislative alliance will be to allow the South Coast and Southeastern Mass to have a greater voice at the State House than we've had in the past. Each of us as individual chambers have attempted to lobby the state legislature.
Right.
Now, collectively, we represent thousands and thousands of businesses.
Right.
So we are starting that process of really getting our voice heard at the State House to make sure that we get what this area deserves.
And that there's strength in numbers there. So
there
I think,
is.
You know, going in with a solid, a solidified voice on issues that are important to the kind of companies that we have is critical. But the other is networking. And if somebody is interested in finding out what's going on the South Coast and what the South Coast Chamber is doing, I'd strongly recommend that you attend one of the many networking opportunities
yes.
that the Chamber has. How does somebody find out more about the South Coast Chamber, Rick?
Well, the easiest way to find out about the South Coast Chamber is on our website, which is www.southcoastchamber.com. That will give you a tremendous amount of information. You could call our office at 508-999-5231, and anybody in our office will be able to help anyone with a variety of questions, anything from starting a business to supporting their existing business and about the membership opportunities and events.
Great, Rick. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for being on the show.
Toby, as always, thank you very much.
Great. Thanks.